Brethren, we can't say enough about our Heavenly Father's faithfulness. We've heard so many accounts of it just since last night, and in our fellowship one with another, we just rejoice over the discourses, the testimonies, the fellowship. But one theme permeates the all of the activity, and that's God's faithfulness, for which without it we wouldn't be here. What we want to do tonight is just go through a collection of hymns, scriptural readings, poems, and the like, and just try to capture the essence of His faithfulness and how it does buoy us up through the world, the experiences we have in the world. So for beginnings, we'll open with a congregational sing of hymn number 356, Great is Thy Faithfulness. We want to sing the first two verses, after which we'll have a reading, and we'll close that reading with the last verse of hymn 356. So let's begin with 356.
Great is Thy faithfulness, O God my Father. There is no shadow of turning with Thee. Thou changest not, Thy compassions they fail not. As Thou hast been, Thou with Thee. Great is Thy faithfulness, great is Thy faithfulness. Morning by morning new mercies I see. All I have needed Thy hand hath provided. Great is Thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. Summer and winter and springtime and harvest, sun, moon, and stars in their courses above, and with all nature in to Thy great faithfulness, mercy, and love.
Great is Thy faithfulness, great is Thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have need.
It is the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because His compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is Thy faithfulness. Lamentations 3:22-24. It is good that a man should be both hope and quietly wait for the salvation of the Lord. It is good for a man that he bear the yoke in his youth. He sitteth alone and keepeth silence, because he hath borne it upon him. He putteth his mouth in the dust, if so be there may be hope. He giveth his cheek to him that smiteth him, he is filled full with reproach. For the Lord will not cast off forever. But though he cause grief, yet will he have compassion according to the multitude of his mercies. For he doth not afflict willingly, nor grieve the children of men. Lamentations 3:26-33.
And now the last verse, 356.
Thine own dear presence to cheer and to guide.
strength for today and bright hope for tomorrow. Ready my mind with 10,000 beside. Great is thy faithfulness, great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, thy hand hath provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me.
Thy mercy, O Lord, is in the heavens, and thy faithfulness reacheth unto the clouds. Thy righteousness is like the great mountains, thy judgments are a great deep. O Lord, thou preservest man and beast. How excellent is thy loving kindness, O God! Therefore, the children of men put their trust under the shadow of thy wings. Psalm 36.
Blessed assurance, yes, is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of A little talk with Jesus, how it smooths the rugged road, how it seems to help me onward when I faint beneath my load. When my heart is crushed with sorrow and my eyes with tears are dim, there is naught can yield me comfort like a little talk with him. I tell him I am weary and I fain would be at rest, but I still will wait his bidding, for his way is always best. Then his promise ever cheers me mid all the cares of life. And he says, I am come, and soon in glory will end thy toil and strife. Oh, that's what I'm wanting, his lovely face to see. And I'm not afraid to say it. I know he's wanting me. He gave his life a ransom to make me all his own. And he'll never forget his promise to me, his purchased one. The way is sometimes weary to yonder nearing climb, but a little talk with Jesus has helped me many a time. The more I come to know him and all of his grace explore, it sets me ever longing to know him more and more.
Psalm 89, 1, 2, 5, 8, 24, and 33. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. With my mouth will I make known thy faithfulness to all generations. For I have said, mercy shall be built up forever. Thy faithfulness shalt thou establish in the very heavens. And the heavens shall praise thy wonders, O Lord, thy faithfulness also in the congregation of the saints. O Lord, God of hosts, who is a strong Lord like unto thee, or to thy faithfulness round about thee? But my faithfulness and my mercy shall be with him, and in my name shall his horn be exalted. Nevertheless, my loving kindness will not utterly take from him, nor suffer my faithfulness to fail.
Peace.
A poem entitled, Believe Good Things of God. When in the storm it seems to thee that he who rules the raging sea is sleeping, still on bended knee, believe good things of God. When thou hast sought in vain to find the silver thread of love entwined, in life's soft, tangled web resigned, believe good things of God. And should he smite thee till thy heart is crushed beneath the bruising smart, still while the bitter teardrops start, believe good things of God. 'Tis true thou mayest not understand the dealings of thy Father's hand, but trusting what his love has planned, believe good things of God. He loves thee, in that love confide, unchanging, faithful, true and tried, and through whatever may be side, believe good things of God.
Psalm 40, verse 10. I have not hid thy righteousness within my heart. I have declared thy faithfulness and thy salvation. I have not concealed thy loving kindness and thy truth from the great congregation. Psalm 119, verse 75. I know, O Lord, that thy judgments are right, and that thou in faithfulness has afflicted me. Psalm 119, verse 90. Thy faithfulness is unto all generations. Thou hast established the earth, and it abideth. Psalm 143, verse 1. Hear my prayer, O Lord. Give ear to my supplications. In thy faithfulness, answer me, and in thy righteousness.
Isaiah chapter 11, verse 5. And righteousness shall be the girdle of his loins, and faithfulness the girdle of his reins. Isaiah 25, verse 1. O Lord, thou art my God. I will exalt thee. I will praise thy name, for thou hast done wonderful things. Thy counsels of old are faithfulness and truth.